Hey everyone, welcome. Jennifer Stating here. Well, I wanted to come on here and talk to you about why Awake Up. Why did I name this Awake Up? Well, I had been asleep for many years, just rolling through the motions of life. Day-to-day obligations that we have of being a spouse, being a parent, having a full-time career. I was really just going through life asleep. And we're all busy. We live in an era now where lives are busy. There's a lot of pressure on us to be all the things to all the people and to be these superheroes of humans. And sometimes it can cause us just to go through those motions. How many of you can relate to that? Well, it wasn't until one day when I had that awakening and I realized the reality of my life and what I had allowed myself to become, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all the things were impacted and had changed. And I just said, Jennifer, this isn't you. This isn't who you are. I don't know you. I don't know who this is who's staring back at the mirror at me. But this is not the Jennifer that I know. I got lost in the daily shuffle of life. And like again, it is so easy to do, but I've learned it doesn't have to be like that. We were born to live, to thrive, and to seek out our purpose. Now, it may take a few bumps in the road to figure that out. That's okay too. It's okay. Life is still going to happen. Just because we're on our new journey doesn't mean life's not going to come up and nudge you, right? And give you a little challenge. But if this is you, if you are being caught up in the mundane, if you're busy and you don't recognize yourself anymore and you've lost yourself in the day-to-day shuffle of life, right here, right now, it's your opportunity. Do you want to continue down the path you're on? Or are you ready to make a change? And I mean, really ready to make a change. Because if you aren't all in, if you aren't sold out, if you aren't ready to do whatever it takes to live a completely different life or to make that one change, then you are only interested. You're only going to dabble in it, right? So if something better comes along, or if it gets too difficult, or you're too tired, or you're too this, too that, you're gonna quit. You're gonna walk away. So I challenge you, give it 30 days. Whatever that change is you want to make, commit to it for 30 days and see how it goes. All in, sold out, 30 minutes, whatever it is. It could be a walk, it could be eating better. It could be taking a self-improvement course, reading a book, finding 5 minutes for yourself, whatever that is. You are either fully in, fully committed, or you aren't. Now, change doesn't happen overnight. Change happens in sequences. So, what do I mean by that? Well, my life didn't completely change the day that I decided I had enough. No, I made one change, and that was it. But that one change I committed to. I committed to getting up at 4 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday, to go to a 5 a.m. group fitness class. That was it. That was my one and only change in the beginning. Didn't change my diet, didn't change anything else. So I didn't see instant results either. I was a little more tired and definitely a lot more sore. Those were the only changes that I saw back then. Didn't see any physical changes, mental changes, nothing. A little tired and a whole lot of sore. That was it. But I committed to that one change and I consistently did it. So over time, with consistency, following through on that one change, I realized, I need to make another change. I was going to my workouts and I didn't feel so hot afterwards because my diet wasn't so great. So I decided I need to commit to another change. I got to clean up my eating. So were the changes that I made in my diet perfect? Nope. Looking back, they were not that great. But they were a whole heck of a lot better than they were before that. But you know what? It's okay because I still made an effort and I made a change and I committed to it. Right? So let's recap so far. One, make one change that you are committed to, sold out to. One change. Give it a try for 30 days and be consistent about it. I want to give you an example. Actually, it's not an example. Let's define the word commit. So, according to the Webster Dictionary, the word commit means this: to carry into action deliberately, excuse me, to carry into action deliberately. Now, when I made that one change, I was deliberate, I was intentional, I was committed. So, what is one change, one thing you can implement today towards your goal? Number two, as you are committed to that one change, it will eventually lead to another change. Now, we don't need to decide that second, third, fourth, so on change today. That is not the purpose. Those come with time and repetition, right? So, today, we're just focusing on one change that we can commit to. So let's stay on this topic of commitment. When you're committed to something, it doesn't matter what life throws at you stick with it. Let me give you an example. I was committed to doing a competition. I enrolled with my trainer for in person. I had previously been an online only client. I enrolled to be in person in September, and my mom passed in December. I was supposed to have my first competition that spring. And, you know, after my mom passed, it went a little off the rails. And that 30-day window, now my off the rails is not the off the rails for most people, okay? But when you're training for something specific, when you're working towards a very specific goal, sometimes you can't go off the path. Especially for 30 days. And those 30 days cost me the spring competition. So I had to push my competition out to November. I was not happy. I wanted to quit my trainer because I was not happy. I don't even know that he knows that. I wanted to quit because I wanted to do the competition in the spring. But guess what? My body wasn't ready for it because life happened and I needed to feel that in that moment and deal with it in that moment. So my deadline changed, but my goal did not. So remember that sometimes when we are committed to a change, our deadline may change, but our goals do not. Now you might be saying to me, okay, Jennifer, that's great and all, but you know, it's different to get up and go to the gym every day versus working my business or, you know, doing this or whatever your goal may be. I get it. I do. But let me paint you a picture. Whenever life happened to me, my goals, my passion became my therapy. Those relationships, this consistency of those habits is what helped me get through all of those dark times, all of those curveballs that life sent to me. So, whatever your goal is, whatever it is that you want to work towards, just be so committed to it, so deeply passionate about it, that when life comes at you, it becomes your happy place. Let your commitment carry you through. Now, will you be as hardcore as when you're dealing with tragedy? Will you be working at full speed ahead? Probably not. And that's okay. It's the consistency that matters. Remember, the deadline may change, but the goal does not. And it's all about perspective. Are you passionate about what you are committed to? Then allow that to be your escape, your happy place, versus viewing it as a burden, as something you have to do. Now, there are times you're going to have to force yourself to follow through on your commitment because you don't feel like it. And I've been there. I'm there right now. I'm 4 weeks out from my next competition. I'm tired. I'm hungry, hangry. Let's be real. I'm hangry. Okay. And I want to quit, but I'm not going to quit on my commitment. I'm not going to quit on my goal. Why? Because I owe it to me. I made a commitment to myself, and I have to follow through on that commitment because I deserve to. I deserve to make good on that commitment. I deserve to make good on that goal. Do I want to set a good example for my kids? Sure. Absolutely. Of course I do. But at the end of the day, this is for me. It's not so I can post great pictures on Instagram or whatever. This is a personal accomplishment for me, something I'm passionate about for me. So remember, you cannot change everything at once. It's just too much. Small changes over time lead to big results. These small changes compound into big changes that yield those results. And it all starts with that one commitment, that one change. Now, when I started 6 years ago, I wasn't ready for who I am today. Not at all. I wasn't ready for the goals that I have today, physically, mentally, emotionally. I wasn't ready. I had to grow into that person. I had to let those small changes, day in and day out, those experiences, this journey lead me to who I am today and where I am today and the goals that I have today. And this will continue to happen as I grow and evolve. And same with you. And that's the beauty of this journey that we are on. We don't truly know where it is going to take us. We have an idea in our mind, right? Or maybe you don't, but maybe you do. But we just know we want something different, something more. Maybe you want to have an impact. Maybe you want to create a legacy. Maybe you want to lead by example. Maybe you just want to be the best version of you. You want to wake up and be the best version of you. When I made that change in March of 2018, all I wanted to do was lose some weight. That was it. That was that goal. I just wanted to lose some weight. I never dreamed that one change would lead me to being here with you today. Never in a million years. You see, when we are growing, changing, evolving into who we want to be or who we are meant to be, it means being uncomfortable. It means stepping out of a comfort zone, our safe space, and committing to something new and being open to where that journey will lead us. But it all starts with that first change. And then being open to the second change, the third change, and so on. You know, growth equals times of discomfort. We cannot grow from our comfort zone. It just doesn't happen. And that's why I created a wake up because I was tired of being asleep. I was tired of going through the motions of life, and I knew there was something more, just like I bet you know there is something more. Maybe you've grown tired of the mundane, wanting something more, wanting to be someone more, wanting just to be the best that you can be for you, or finding that time for you. And remembering who you are. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what you're passionate about. Maybe you don't even know yet. Maybe that's the first change, is taking those 5 minutes a day for yourself and really just discovering you again. So, what is the one goal that you have? What is one change you can commit to right here, right now, today, to be one step closer to that goal? I challenge you to commit to that for 30 days. Because it's time right here, right now, to awake up and unleash the best version of you.